United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Is God a Being or Non-Being? Given on October 13, 1989 in Berkeley, California, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Good evening, my good friends, good and wise friends. May we welcome you to this friendly and holy congregation. It was very soon that we see each other again. And I'm very happy that your face looks shining. Maybe you have less problem than last time. Is your life going well, all right? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Every time I see you, any audience or anyone, I just wanted to shed tears because of 2 reasons. One is happiness and 2 is sadness. The happiness is due to the light of God within you or the Buddha nature within you. That I happen to see the Buddhas now or to see God around me. Through you. But I was sad also because I was thinking You do not know this. Maybe a few of you do, but most people do not know this. And this makes me sad. Why is it so? Because if we know this light of God within us, or if we happen to know the Buddha nature within ourselves, then our lives would be much happier. Our body and mind would be more stronger and healthier. This morning when I was meditating, there were a lot of wisdom revealed to me, and I was so overjoyed. I was thinking maybe I could share it with you this evening, or whenever I might happen to see you. But then, you know what? When I sit here, I feel helpless. Because these things are so subtle, sometimes abstract, and it's not easy for me to convey them into the human language. And so I think this is the problem with all the good practitioners or all the prophets of all times. And that's why we have so many religions, so many sects, so many different scriptures. And people believe in one scriptures and do not believe in the others. Have faith in one religion and do not have faith in the other religion. And even go to the extreme as to destroy other faith or try to make difficulty for other people in a different faith. Therefore, sometimes we have the religious war. But tonight, I will try to say something a little bit more concrete, more kind of logic and intellectual, so that you might be able to understand what I mean. You see, everyone asks me the question about God or the Buddha nature, and what is God or what is Buddha nature. So people find it very difficult to understand. Is there a personal God or is there not a personal God? And how come we could not find the Buddha nature? Is Buddha a being or a non-being? You see, in Buddhism, this Godhead or God power is called Anuttara Samyak Sambuddha, mean the highest. And so this is what we call in Christianity the Most High or God Almighty. So for me, it spoke the same thing about only the highest. Now, how do we realize that this God or highest Buddha exists? What do we mean, the original Buddha, the Buddha of all the Buddhas? It's Anuttara Samyak Sambuddha. Now we look around the universe and we see there are many beings. Some beings are visible, like human animals. Some beings are invisible, like what we call angels, ghosts, or Buddhas. On our physical plane, we already experience some invisible beings. We do not talk about ghosts even. You know, the virus, too small for our eyes to see, and we must use the microscope to look at. So these we call invisible beings even. To our naked eyes, we could not see. When the Buddha was alive, he said to his disciples that in the cup of water, there are 84,000 invisible beings. So when we drink the water, he said to the disciple, we must use something to filter it in order not to harm these sentient beings. So he didn't use the microscope and he could see this. What did he use? to see these things that we didn't see. He used his wisdom eye. In the Bible, it is said, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. That is the single eye, the wisdom eye, or the Buddha eye, or the heavenly eye. And if we open these eyes, we can see many more than we see now with the two eyes. So we know that there are many things in our world which is invisible. And the more invisible, the more powerful even. For example, we human beings are very powerful, or the elephants are very powerful. But the elephant can be conquered by human being, which is even much smaller than him compared to the elephant. But human beings could be conquered even by virus. Just one or two bad ones in our body and we kaput. We are finished. This is very logical, and we could understand it through today's scientific proof and research. Now there are many more invisible beings, even more invisible than this. Even we use microscope, we could not see. They are just finer, more subtle. They just became a kind of energy. And then because they are too fine, too subtle, we would not believe that they are beings with intelligence, with feeling. So nowadays, we have proved that even plants have feelings and intelligence. And ants and any kind of animals also have intelligence. Now we talk about the conception. I may go a little bit further to something very modern and interesting. Mostly we think the conception happened accidentally and out of the control of the egg. Or we thought that the woman's egg is being penetrated and the egg is helpless. And now, recently, a scientist has proved by his own understanding and wisdom in research that it isn't accidental, and that the egg does choose what it wants to observe, maybe one or two or three or five. So even these very, very invisible beings have feeling, and they have decision and choice. Furthermore, we go to the Buddha's land and the kingdom of God. We thought God or Buddha maybe doesn't exist. Some people say God is nothing, is only void, the void. Or Buddha is a void, Buddha nature is a void. And when we meditate, we will encounter the void. Well, to my experience, it is not the void. It's a being full of love, wisdom, and everything else you need and can ever imagine, or can even not imagine. This being is powerful, is unimaginably powerful, beyond anything that our worldly brain could understand. But this being has not a being like our being. But we just have to accept that that is also a being. We may call that energy also. But if we only call that energy, then we may have a misconception, misunderstanding, that it is just a very no feeling, no compassion, no wisdom, nothing, like electric energy, like a magnetic energy. No, 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 it isn't like that. It contains within everything in the universe. It contains all the germs that later can germinate. These germs, or what we call the seeds of the universe, are dormant in this being. So from that sprout everything out and later come back in. But behind that being there is another power which we call Godhead, the Anuttara Samyaksambuddha. Is the Buddha of all Buddhas, the father of all beings. But that power doesn't germinate anything, doesn't contain anything, but it contains everything. It doesn't produce anything. Producing things are another being behind that. For example, you see, when I eat this banana, I'm just saying so. Maybe I just eat so that you know. So when I take this banana, it looks like my hand take it or my mouth consume it. But for what? The one who wants to eat banana is not my mouth. It is something in the brain and in the cells, the feeling of the body cell and the stomach and the brain. It makes me eat, make the mouth eat the banana. Therefore, the same with God and Godhead and God power. Similar thing. It is, of course, difficult to speak about God, but there is definitely that being. So powerful, we could not ever imagine what it is. But we could experience that, some of it, some fraction of it. And even if you just experience a fraction of it, He makes you different altogether. Make you become very grand, very wise, very friendly, very unaffected by any up and downs of the world. Make you able to solve every problem that come your way. Even when you lay unconscious by a car accident, you are still able to solve that, to help yourself. And that happened when we are in contact with this so-called being, that unimaginable being, and that almighty or powerful being. Because we originally come from that being, we are a part of that. And if we are separated from that being or that power or that energy, then we are very small indeed, very weak indeed. But if we are reconnected again, then we become powerful and wise. And that's the only mystery about God realization or self-realization. That is, we realize, we come to know this very invisible but very, very, very powerful being. Now that being, it doesn't look like a human being, or it doesn't look like an angel, or it doesn't have a bear so long like that. You just happen to be inside that being, and you just enjoy the love, protection, power, and compassion. And you had no word to express this when you come back to Earth. When we come back to the Earth consciousness, not that we go anywhere or come anywhere. It all happened within ourselves. And when I had such experience before, it didn't make me so excited that I couldn't sleep or anything like that. It was so peaceful. It was so ordinary. Very, very smooth and harmonious. It's like you eat a banana. So very easy. But this kind of experience doesn't happen often to the average person. It needs a lot of self-discipline and sincerity and longing to become reunion with God or with that Buddha nature within ourselves in order to achieve it. God or Buddha no doubt can give us very quickly, but everything we earn by ourselves is more valuable. Also, it isn't fit to become God or Buddha if we still have our anger, lust, desire, attachment altogether. Then if people look at us, they think, oh, what kind of Buddha is that? and then they have no respect for the Godhead or the Buddha. Therefore, for anyone who is fit to have this experience, that means to become one with God again, or to know this Buddha nature, or to become Buddha, one must go through a lot of discipline. The experience of God and Buddha nature we can have very easily through a proper guidance of a master who already know this Buddha nature, who already become one with God. It's easy. Just like the one who can speak English can teach you at the first day already some phrases in English. After you go home from an English school the first day, you can speak something already. You might say, how are you? My name is so-and-so. What is your name? Etc. A few phrases. Similarly, when you go to a master who have known God or have known the Buddha nature within him or herself, then that master can share with you a little bit of God experience. But then you have to practice more and more every day in order to gain the whole, the complete God wisdom for yourself. Just like after you can speak a few sentences in English, you have to come back again and you have to be diligent at home studying until you can completely understand, read and write English. So the experience of God sometimes is, even though it's easy to find, but it's hard for most people because we do not find the right one. So we were thinking God is something very mysterious, we can never reach him. Or Buddha is something for the Sakyamuni Buddha and not for me, not for us. No, it's not true. It's not true. Jesus said we are all sons of God. We are all the children of God. He said whatever great things, great miracles he did then, we can do even greater. Didn't he say so? Yeah? In the Bible he says, whatever I do today, you can do even better in the future. He says so. And John the Baptist baptized people with water, but he says, the one who came after me, even mightier than I am, and can baptize with the Holy Ghost. So, as our human race advanced towards civilization and intelligence, the techniques and the wisdom within ourselves also advance faster. And the things we do can be even advanced also. So if Jesus say that we can do greater miracles, then why don't we try? And Buddha also say, I have become the Buddha, but you will become Buddha also. He did not say, I'm the one and only and never anyone else before or after me. No doubt to become a Buddha or become Christ-like is not a joking matter. It's not easy, but we may try. It's not mysterious. It's not out of reach at all. I have tried it and I have succeeded. So if you try, you might succeed too. If I am so small and I could try, then you may try as well. Why did I try these things? I want to experience the God inside me or the Buddha nature within me. It is because of the suffering of our world that brought me into this decision. So I owe it to you all to share the result of my practice. Otherwise, my life was so smooth and so happy, I did not think I need anything. When you are so satisfied in material comfort, it is very hard to think of spiritual fulfillment. It's difficult. We do not think about that. We are happy enough. Therefore, the Buddha say, when one is in heaven, it's hard to practice, to meditate to become a Buddha, because in heavenly world people live a very happy life, and therefore they do not desire further progress. It happened in our daily life also. Sometimes we are too happy and comfortable in our own lives. We do not want to advance in our position or do any more business venture. We think we're happy enough. It is because I owe it to the world at large to reach this enlightenment or whatever happiness I have got today, or wisdom or any little thing I achieve. It is all due to the human beings that have opened my eyes. It's not I alone who could do this. So I owe this to the whole world. If I didn't see the suffering, the misery of the world, and from my own country and from all the other countries, when I was working in the Red Cross, I saw the international suffering of the people, and so it opened my eyes. I wanted to get some power and wisdom in order to help. Therefore, if I get something, it is all due to people. It is due to your kindness, due to the kindness of all the people in the world, that I have rice to eat, that I have bread to enjoy, that I have clothes to wear, and then at last, the wisdom. And now, after I have realized that the suffering is all our own making, then I also realize that we can also solve this problem on our own. But of course, we must pray to God or Buddha to help us. But then, later, you will realize that God and Buddha is also yourself, your own power, your own wisdom, which awaken. Now, there are many ways to practice and to become self-realized. But for the average people, the most important thing is we pray. We pray to the God Almighty within us, pray to the Buddha within us to help us, and also make a self-effort. We keep the discipline, we train our compassion and love to all beings, and beginning with cutting down the killings of animals, etc. Yesterday I was in a radio program called See Beyond, and the lady, the announcer, asked me, what is the solution for the world hunger today? If there is God, why should people have to suffer hunger so much in the world? I said, in the Bible, it is prescribed charity. Buddhism also emphasizes charity, means give it to others what they need. But I say, we don't even need to do that. If you have your money, you can keep them. If you have your property, enjoy them. If everyone in this world do not eat meat at all, and we don't raise cattle, pigs, and chicken, and these protein products and all kind of coins can be distributed freely to all the hungry people, that's enough. Because we overuse this protein and soya bean and corns and all this kind of stuff, staple food, which is necessary for human beings in order to feed animals. And we gain only 1 kilo of beefsteak and weighs at least hundreds of kilos of staple food. And besides of all the medical care, yesterday some friend gave me a statistic about a research. Half of the national antibiotic medicine go to the animal, and it costs a lot of money too. So before we have to give away our property, we can give away the meat. Yeah, if we do not eat meat, nobody will kill, nobody raise cattle, and all the food stay where they are, and they can eat them and become healthy and strong. And it's good for every nation, and it's good for our nation as well. We waste a lot of money on arms and on raising animals and all the land are wasted. All the cultivable, arable land are wasted nowadays for raising cattle and pigs and all the like. Most of them. So if we use this to cultivate wholesome food and healthy food, I think the nation will benefit more and our nation will have more peace and no need for armed defense. If every nation lives according to the Bible, according to the Buddhist teaching, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, etc., then the world need no more peace conference, wasting someone's coffee and cakes on the round table. And champagne as well. Champagne, yes. And go nowhere with it. The more we talk about peace, the more war we have. It is because we go about it in a different manner. If everyone practice meditation and eat a wholesome diet without any killing involved, the world is long already been in peaceful state, and long already we have no hunger phenomena. No need to give away your property. Just give away the meat diet. That's enough to save the world and to save your own health and the health of the nation. As we all know, most of the sickness come from meat because of the antibiotics fed to the animal, because of the anxiety which produce toxin in the animal meat, because we eat all these antibiotics and our body lose the self-resistance to the disease. Our body normally can fight the disease, but because we are fed with so much antibiotical meat, therefore our body become weakened and the resistant system become out of order. Therefore any kind of disease affect us and kill our life. And it is a pity. We should rely on ourselves to help us, to help the nation.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Now, most people think if we pray to Jesus or Buddha, and that is enough. But I think we should add in it meditation and a virtuous, wholesome way of life. Then you speed up our wisdom and liberation. For example, if we practice together in our method, we call Guanyin method, which is to listen to the instruction of God within and to see the wisdom of God with a heavenly eye, and we keep a vegetarian diet and a virtuous way of life, then we fear no sickness. Many of our initiates overcome sickness overnight. I mean dangerous one, mostly need operation or die. Some people just come back from the deathbed out of their power of their virtuous life and the power of the Godhead that protects them. If we open this power within through a correct technique, then that power, which we call Buddha nature, or the Buddha within us, or God within us, will protect us 24 hours and protect us even after we leave this body. Someone asked me, why don't we use some kind of breath control or breathing technique or something like that to reach God? And could we realize God through this? I say, I have my doubt, because the breathing are going on only when we are conscious. When we fainted, we have heart attack or something, the breathing stopped. Or when we die, the breathing no more. So how do we practice then? What do we rely on then to become conscious, to become awaken? And when we sleep, we are not even aware of our breathing. So how do we rely on that to keep watch over us 24 hours? Therefore, I find out that the technique that we practice now, it is all-powerful. 24 hours protects us, and we are awakened within. Even when we sleep, the God power looks after us. Even when we die, that power doesn't die. That is more secure. It is safer to rely on the eternal power, not to rely on the ephemeral breath. So what I wanted to share with you is that very simple technique to keep ourselves in tune with this protective power, almighty power, in order to save our life and the life of our nation and the harmony of the universe. And it is so simple that no one could make any excuse that it's too hard to do it. It's easy, it's much easier than you have to chew the bread. When you chew the bread, sometimes your tooth is not in order, and then it hurts you and you cannot chew. Or some people have a false teeth, they could not chew the French bread, which is very hard. Is it crispy? But to do the meditation, which I may share with you if you're interested, which is also free of charge, is even easier than that. It's even easier than to take a bath. Well, take a bath is difficult sometimes. When the electric gone out, we have no hot water. I have no gas and no hot water. or sometimes the taps go wrong and rusty, you have no good water, or the water don't come out. But to practice meditation on God, to open your wisdom and God power to use in your daily life is much easier than that. I'm so surprised that it is so easy. Before I encounter this easy technique, I have tried many other techniques, like the technique of the secret doctrine, of the Tibetan Buddhism, and all the Thai and the Burman and all this, and you need a lot of equipment and instruments in order to carry on this kind of practice. But not with the Guan Yin method, not with the technique that I might share with you later. I found this is easier than anything else. You can sit on the train, on the bus, or in the park, anywhere, and you can be in tune with that God power. And you feel the protection, and you can see God face to face. You may be in contact with Jesus, with Buddha, with whomever you love most in your heart. They will appear to you. They may teach you something. They may protect you, guide you, hold your hand, so that your life will never again be lonely. But that is not even the highest. Even you see Jesus or Buddha, it's already not the highest state. The highest state is you become like Jesus, you become like Buddha yourself, and then have all the power to save the world, to be saved from the misery and the round of birth and death. You become all wise, all knowing, and omnipresent. That's the highest stage we can reach. What is it about this highest omnipresent state? Well, I could not tell you exactly. I just can tell you that's very nice. Very wonderful. But I could not tell more. It's difficult to tell. It's easy to experience. I can only invite you to come and share with us the wealth that is forever lasting and it's never go out of stock, never rise up and down with the market price, never get inflation, never get any tax. Nobody can steal it away from us. Nobody can force us to leave it. And nobody even know what we have. That's a secret treasure. Jesus say, lay you not the treasure upon earth where moths can corrupt, but lay your treasure upon heaven. He means we find the treasure in heaven. He also say, His kingdom is not on earth, but His kingdom is with His Father. So He meant that He had found this endless treasure. So this treasure we may also find, because He promised that we can also do what He does, and even maybe greater. It may not be that we are greater than Jesus, no. He means that maybe in the future, like in our modern time, techniques, civilization become much greater. So we have to use more power from the Godhead in order to satisfy the desire, the need of the modern man. Whereby Jesus did not need all this. It's enough for Him to do a few miracles and people run after Him. Nowadays, not enough. Not enough just to do a few miracles. You need more. You need international appearance. You need the knowledge of different countries, language or cultures, yeah? Jesus did not need all this. He didn't have to learn that much. Even though He had to learn, but He only go around in Jerusalem, no? So He did not need to use anything that much, just a few miracles. Nowadays, we need to use all kind of transportation, telephone, television, videotapes, all kind of these miracles, long ears, long eyes miracles. in order to serve the people in a modern time.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for joining us today on Words of Wisdom, part two of Is God a Being or Non-Being? We'll continue on Friday. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May the Providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.